Thursday, April the 4th, the Bryan Police Department responded at the 4100 block of Old Hearn to investigate the death of 79-year-old Velma Bryant. Detectives completed an investigation and continued that investigation on until today. The body of Velma Bryant was sent to Travis County, and the preliminary results were that she died of natural causes. The detectives were able to speak with family members. However, one family member had not been accounted for, and the victim's vehicle was missing at the time. The Bryan Police Department put out a bulletin to other agencies to let them know that we were looking for Miss Bryant's son, just to speak with him, you know, about the circumstances. And then today, Philip Ortega, the son of Velma Bryant, was located in Conroe after they received a suspicious persons call regarding a potential theft. And they made contact with Philip Ortega, and based on the bulletin that we had put out, they realized that we needed to speak with him. So Bryan Police Department and the Conroe Police Department continued the investigation and talked with Philip Ortega. At that point, he was arrested and charged with injury to an elderly person and was booked into the Brazos County Jail. Based on the results of that investigation, the medical examiner is reviewing his preliminary autopsy findings, and after all of that is concluded, there potentially could be additional or different charges.
So what does the preliminary review of the autopsy indicate?
The preliminary autopsy review said that the victim died of natural causes.
And is there anything that has changed so far?
Not at this time.
And what would be the allegations leading to Mr. Ortega's arrest for injury to an elderly person?
I cannot comment any further on that.
Any idea how long it's going to take to get the final autopsy results?
No, that is unknown at this time.
Mr. Ortega going to continue to be held in Conroe, or is he going to be transferred to Brazos County?
He has already been transferred to Brazos County and is currently booked into the Brazos County Jail.
Again, Bryan police were not after him right after the discovery of Mrs. Bryan's body.
At the time of the discovery of her body, we had put out information saying that we needed to talk to him, just because we like to do a thorough investigation and talk to anyone who may have been in contact with her. As in any investigation, we like to talk to anybody who has contact with the deceased person, just to do a thorough investigation, and that's what we're trying to do.
But at that point, Mr. Ortega was not a suspect in any crime.
No.
I'm curious about how police became aware of Mrs. Bryant's death.
We became aware of her death when a family member found her.